for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, August the 31st, 1980. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds, Labor Day Camp Meeting, Hot Springs, Arkansas. George Leroy of Toronto, Canada, is the teacher of the afternoon, speaking on Glorified in You, a message of deliverance.
Glory to God. I want you to renounce something with me. I renounce all spirits of strife and separation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let's get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirits of strife and separation loose today. Come out of the people of God. Every spirit of strife, division, and separation, leave in the name of the Lord Jesus. We bind in Jesus' name these spirits of strife, separation, and division, and we command they loose today. Come out of every family that feels strife. Come out of these families that are separated in Jesus' name. Loose, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Feel the blood, Satan, as we loose the people of God. Loose them in Jesus' name. Get rid of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bind every schism, every division, every strife, every separating spirit, we bind in Jesus' name. Loose, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now just get rid of them, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Let us therefore follow after those things which maketh for peace and joy. Let us therefore follow after those things which maketh for peace and joy. Let us therefore follow after those things which maketh for peace and joy. Joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one way to test whether you're free in some areas is to turn around to somebody and tell them you love them. Now, when I say this to your husband or to your wife, and if you feel funny about that, you could have a bondage there. You should be able to, you know, you should be able to turn to those you love in the body of Christ or in your own family and say, I love you. And if you have a problem in that area, you see, when you get into a church meeting or a fellowship meeting and somebody says, well, why don't you turn around and just say you love somebody. Well, if you feel rejection, pretty hard to tell somebody that. If you kind of have an embarrassment, then it's pretty hard to tell somebody that. If you feel self-conscious, that's the spirit. Then if you feel that spirit of self-consciousness, then you're going to find that it's hard to tell somebody that. But I want you to check it out. I just want you to turn around and whoever's there, and if your wife or husband's there, your children, turn around. How many kids, young people, they can't tell their mother and father, I love you. I love you. And to me, love that's the bond. It's the unbreakable cord, the love of God. And so with all that God's doing through deliverance and moving us into sonship, we've got to have the love of God. If it doesn't work, to me, this message isn't worth a nickel. If it doesn't work in our own hearts and families and we have love one for another. If we have bitterness and resentment and criticism and fault-finding spirits and backbiting spirits and nagging spirits and all of these things, murmuring and complaining spirits, then we're no different than the Assembly of God churches. Come on, I'm telling the truth. What I'm saying is that this message of moving into the glory of God is a different message. You believe that? It's moving on deeper. But if we still have the garbage and the crap that Satan places in there and it doesn't go, then we're no different. We've got a new message, but it hasn't done anything for our lives. It's got to work in our lives. If it works in our lives, then these men of God, and they're men of God, out in these other churches, eventually will see, man, they're different. They really love one another. You know, there's no splits. There are no divisions. There's no hurt in their fellowship or in their families. Their families are coming together. But if this message divides families, then that's error. And I find this message is bringing our families together. It's reaching the kids that are out there that have had their belly full of organization, their belly full of legalism, their belly full of tradition. And they say, if they can see that it's Jesus Christ, and the reason they're loving and serving Jesus Christ is because they do it willingly. You tell somebody don't and sign a membership card, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. That's negative. It's, I'm doing it because I love the Lord Jesus. I love Him. I want His glory. And this is the reason I'm serving Him. Not because I have to, because I want to. And I willingly submit my will. I don't lose it. God doesn't take it out of me. I just willingly submit it to the will of God and say, I become your love slave, Lord Jesus. And so I want you to turn around and tell your wife, your husband, or your kids, you know, if you want to give your wife a kiss, give her a kiss. Just tell her you love her. Go on. Go on. And don't feel embarrassed. If you feel embarrassed, now check it out. If you feel embarrassment, then you need deliverance. Anybody feel that way? No self-consciousness and no embarrassment. I want you to be honest with me now. All right, dear, anybody else? Come on, now let's be honest. You don't want to be that way. God wants us to be free of embarrassment. God wants us to be free from self-consciousness. Let's together believe God to get some liberty, some deliverance. I renounce the spirits of embarrassment, self-consciousness, and shame in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let's get rid of them. And Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of embarrassment, shame, and self-consciousness. And I loose today in Jesus' name those spirits from the people of God. Now come out of them. I said loose in Jesus' name. Come out. Every embarrassment, every spirit of shame, every spirit of self-consciousness, spirits of timidity, loose, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. Feel the blood, Satan, as I sprinkle it over the people of God. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose, I said, in Jesus' name. All embarrassment, all shame and self-consciousness and timidity, leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Come out, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Feel the blood, Satan. Feel the blood. Feel the blood and leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're happy you're here. And we just thank God that God's doing a work in the hearts and lives of people. I was sitting back there this morning, and I had some areas for Debbie I had to pray with, and on the list that I had, one was boredom and restlessness, because there's such a thing as a spirit of boredom and spirit of restlessness. And so I took her upstairs, and did God do something for you, dear? Yeah, you see, when she gets rid of them, she can't do it easy. She's got to do, you know, she's got to really get sick. I love it. And then after it's over, she breaks out with a little kind of red blotches underneath her eyes, and it doesn't make her look too good. But she's free in those areas. And I'm believing God. Debbie had an accident a few years ago, fell out of a hayloft, and just by the grace of God, she twisted in the air and fell on her femur rather than her spine, and she snapped the femur, and the bone came through her jeans, and that was the only thing that really stopped her from coming farther out. And then because of poor surgery, because she was still growing, things happened that didn't set right, and it had a sway to it, and they had to take her back in when she'd stopped growing, and then take a bone part out of her hip, I guess it was, or her knee. I guess it was the knee, leg. Out of her leg, and they had to wedge a piece of bone into the knee. And then that had to heal. Well, by the time it was all finished, she still had a limp. And then today, God led me to pray for her for shock and concussion and for the spirit that was binding that short leg. And when I prayed that way, she got rid of something and she felt, what was it? Right up that leg. And so I'm believing God that that leg is healed and that it is normal. And I'm just believing that way. And I, you know, I don't want to have wishful thinking, and so I don't think she's limping. I want it done. And I'm believing now that that spirit that caused it is gone and the healing process is taking place. And by the time we fly back to Canada, it'll have done the job if it isn't already done, you see. So I said to Bill, I said, you keep an eye. I said to Bill, you look at her when she's walking. Now, when he does, he's looking at the leg to make sure it's longer. All right. I don't want to get Bill into trouble. I love that man. So, but I'm believing God, and you believe God with me, that God will begin. We need to see more of this. I mean, if I'm going to walk into the kingdom and God's going to free me from areas on the inside, I want it done body, soul, and spirit. I want everything presented blameless before my Lord. Is that right? Is that scripture? And Jesus says in 1 John that Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And that word destroy means to break down into constituent particles of your being. Now, that's almost being pulverized right down to the atoms, right down to the very nth part of your life. And so anything there that Satan has done, any work that he's done on you, when you're under his authority, God wants to take care of under his authority and bring you up into that place where you become without spot and blemish. And I think it can be done on the inside, and I'm believing God for the outside, so that it walk into the kingdom. I'm not a fanatic yet, but I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. I'm working on it. Glory to God. I want you to turn with me to Romans 5, and we'll try to just present something to you here that I think is necessary in the things of God. And so I have some scriptures written down here that I want to share with you, and some of them we trust will build, as we lay the premise, will build and build and build to that which God is doing for you and for me. Romans 5, and I want to look at scriptures 1 and 2 of Romans 5. We see in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the next verse says this, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Let me read it again. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he goes on, the next step, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace or graciousness wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now we know he's talking about those that in being justified are being rendered innocent. And we go on and find that we get this peace with God, or a mutual harmony between God and us, or ourselves as individuals. And it comes through the channel of the Lord Jesus. He's the one that brings this to us. And then he goes on, in addition to this, in addition to having being justified, he says here, by whom also in addition we have access or admission or obtaining by faith now into this grace. And here he's talking about a divine influence upon your heart by God's Spirit and the reflection of what he's doing in your heart in your life. So as he works in your heart, the reflection of this will show in the way you and I are living. And he says, at this place, at which place, or into this grace wherein we stand, this fixed position, he wants us to come and stand in this graciousness so that this influence is working in our heart and we'll stand in an upright and active position, and then we're going to rejoice and boast and pray to God in anticipation or in hope or with pleasure or expectation of His glory, of His glory. Now, I don't know whether the Holy Ghost can make it real to you, but I know a little of what I've seen in my experience of the glory of God. And what I sense and what I have seen in the one manifestation of Jesus Christ from my life when He came out of my innermost being, and what I felt emanate around me, believe me, I loved it. And if this is only a part of what He's got for us, then, beloved, nothing is going to deter me from moving all the way into what God has for me as an individual. And that should be your objective. Now, let me render this. Therefore, declare righteous, since we stand justified as the result of faith. Let us enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom also we have had our introduction by our faith into this favor wherein we stand, and let us glory in our hope of sharing, hear me, let us rejoice and let us glory in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Now let it sink in. Let us exalt, as someone says, in the hope of the divine splendor that is to be ours. Now think of it. Something, divine splendor, sharing something with Jesus Christ in here. He says, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has had in mind for us to be. Now what does God want us to be? But sons. Is that right? Isn't that what he says? That he's our brother, and he's developing, and he's bringing many sons into glory. Isn't this what he says? Now, Romans 8:18. Look what it says in Romans 8:18. He says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, this age we're living in now, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us. Now, let me render that. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will give us later. For all creation is waiting patiently and hopefully, waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. Now that's why we're here, isn't it? To get deliverance. I mean, we don't want to get deliverance just to run around and say we've been delivered. We're getting deliverance to bring us in to the fullness and to the glory of God that God wants us to have if we allow Him to work by the Spirit in our hearts so that this glory can break through when He comes to be revealed in us. This is it. Now look, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Turn to the Scripture and write these down if you don't have them or get the tape. But 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed. Hear me. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let me render that for you. But we Christians have no veil over our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord as the Spirit of the Lord works within us we become more and more like Him and reflect Him more and more brightly. That means as God ministers through the service of the Spirit and the ministry of reconciliation means the ministry of restoration. So as God is ministering by the Spirit and restoring us, all the time it's happening, more and more we're reflecting something that's happening on the inside. In times I go to the mirror and look at myself. Not because I'm vain, because I could get, you know, I could get real negative and say you get sick every time you look at yourself. But I look and I try to look and see if I can reflect the glory of God. I want to see if Jesus is looking through my eyes rather than some of the bad things that used to be there. You know, you can look at people and discern lots of times what's coming out of their eyes because it's coming from down here. And so He says, I want this glory that I'm building in you by my Spirit through the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of restoration or reconciliation, to produce in you my glory. My image is going to be built in you. And deliverance, to me, is a way to get into it. Now, look what He says, and let me render the same scripture. But all of us who are Christians have no veils on our faces, but reflect like mirrors the glory of the Lord. We are transfigured in ever-increasing splendor into His own image. Then He goes on. And the transformation, talking about that which is on the inside, comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit in us. And so as this Spirit we allow to work within us, He produces in us the image of Jesus Christ. If we do not allow that and we are on the other side of the fence, then the spirits that are in people reproduce or transform them into the image of Satan and his character. I was driving after God met me in deliverance, and I was driving my wife to work one morning, and I didn't know that there was a school in that area that had retarded. I hate the word retarded, but there were people that had real problems. And so as I drove, suddenly the Lord spoke to me and said, do you want to see a spirit? And I said, yes, Lord. And He said, turn to your right. And when I turned to my right, I saw these people walking down the street. And, you know, a lot of them were like this, and they had all problems. And the Lord spoke to me and said, the spirit in them has made them like the spirit that's in them. But He said, my spirit in you, I want to make you like my son. And that spoke volumes to me. And then I began to realize, as God was leading me in deliverance, some of the things that we accept as birth or congenital defects stem back to the power of Satan. And those spirits have to be cast out to bring that individual freedom, that they can, by the Holy Ghost in them, bring them into the image of Jesus Christ. Now look what He says in Galatians 5:5. He says in Galatians 5:5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness. Now, we're not hoping for righteousness. That's not what it means here. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness. So He says, seek the kingdom first, His righteousness, and it'll produce a hope. The hope being that Jesus Christ is going to reveal and glorify Himself in you and build His image in you. And this is what He means. For we, through the Spirit, wait patiently for the hope of righteousness. Because of our righteousness, this hope is going to come through and we're going to be glorified and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Now, look at Ephesians 1:18. We read here, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. It can't be any other way. You must have an understanding by the Spirit. And so he says, Paul praying, I pray that the eyes, those spiritual eyes of yours, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, he wants you to know this, what is the hope of his calling. The hope of his calling, and what is the riches or the fullness or the wealth of the glory of his inheritance? Where? In the saints. And so what he's producing in you is his glory, part of his life, his fullness, his wealth. And he says, I want you to know what this hope is of your calling. I want you to know what the fullness is and the wealth and the riches of this glory of what I have can be in you. But he says there's a price that we have to pay. So he says, the eyes of your heart may be flooded with light so that you may know what is the hope which His call to you inspires. Now, how many have a hope that one day Christ is going to be glorified in them? How many have that hope? Is that why you're going through deliverance? Is that why you're keeping out the enemy? Or is it to run around and say, I've been set free from 75,000 devils? Hey, no! No, I don't think Legion ran out and says, woo, glory to God, I had 2,000 devils. Was I ever a bad boy? Never. When they're gone, they're gone. Kiss it off and say, thank God all that crutch gone. It looks good on the devil. And out you go and say, now I'm going on into the glory of God. Now I'm going on to the image of Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to have a character that's different than what I had before. That's the purpose of it all. Then he goes on in Colossians 1:23. Look, these to me are important scriptures. Colossians 1:23 and 26 and 7. If, look at that word now, if, conditional, if you continue in the faith, which has been hid from ages and some from generations, but now is made, if you can in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from what? So he's saying, you've got to remember that you can be moved away from the hope of the gospel. See, you can come into sonship, you can get the revelation, you can come into deliverance like we have and others, and suddenly the pressure gets so great and things happen that the devil just moves you away a little bit. Moves you off base, moves you away from it, and he wants to move you away from development and maturity as sons of God. So he says, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. And the hope of the gospel is Christ in me. The hope of His glory in me. That's the hope I have. Not that I'll fly away, oh glory. Come on. People, this is their hope. I'll fly away. I preached in Virginia. Now, the fellow didn't know what I believed, but I preached. And he had a quartet. He thought the quartet was going to do me some good before I preached. And the first song they sang before I got to preach was, I'll fly away, oh glory. And that just, you know. Because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And so he says in Colossians 1, 26 and 7, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God, now look at that, now is made manifest to His saints. We're called to be saints, called to be holy ones. And so he says, to whom, those saints, would God would make known what is the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ, where? In you. Christ in you. Now the heathens carried their gods with them, their idols. They carried them with them. I carry my God with me. You carry your God with you right here. Right here. And so that makes the difference, because as I carry my God with me, He dictates the policy through the Lordship on the throne in the kingdom and leads me, because He is my God and He must lead me. So He says, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the hope of the glory of Christ in you coming forth to manifest to the generations of this world. That's the reason for it. Now let me read this and amplify it. The open secret, covered up from the people of former ages and generations, but which is now as clear as daylight to those who love God. Now how many love God? You love God. How many understand now that the reason for deliverance and cleansing and purging and pruning is that God can build in your life Jesus Christ, His character, His image, that one day in this age or in this world, He's going to break forth and they're going to see Christ in you. Is that, do you understand that? All right, now let it sink in. This isn't something, beloved, that we play with. This is the real thing. This is the real thing. And so we go on. He says, to whom God has chosen to make known the full wonder and splendor of His secret plan. Now, I didn't know this plan. Can you imagine an assembly of God minister did not know the plan of God for 20 years?
And then through divine intervention and revelation, God began to show me, as He brought me into union and identification with Him, He began to open up the mystery of this thing, of Christ in me, and I saw it. I had all the experience first, and then God says, now you got to walk it out, and He began to give me truth after. My father-in-law had the truth first, and then God brought him into experience. Now, He says, that sacred mystery, that's, let me finish that. To whom God has chosen to make known the full wonder and splendor of His secret plan, the promise of glorification. Man, that to me, everything else is mundane. Everything else is petty. Little things, criticisms and misrepresentation and misapplied conversations and all these other things doesn't mean anything. The thing that grips my mind and my heart and my life is that He tells me, I know His secret plan, there's splendor in it, the wonder of it, the promise of being glorified. Oh, man. It goes on. The sacred mystery, which up till now has been hidden in every age and every generation, but which is now as clear as daylight to those who love God. They are those to whom God has planned to give a vision of the full wonder and splendor of His secret plan for the sons of men. And this secret is simply this: Christ in you. Yes, Christ in you, bringing with Him the hope of all the glorious things to come. Man, that's heavy. I like it. I just get thrilled to death. I get thrilled to death, I'm in trouble. I just better get thrilled. All right? Because I love it. I love it. I just get excited about it, and my people get excited about it, because I have a purpose for living. I didn't want to go up and fly away someplace and get a little shack with, you know, whatever God had. I didn't want that. I wanted Him. I wanted Him to take this foul, filthy, unclean life and do something with it. Change it so that I could at least stand it. And brother, when I look at my brother who's unsaved and I see that God hasn't worked in his life yet because he won't let God in, and I see the route he's on, and yet I see what God's done for me. And believe me, my life wasn't easy. I had some bad experiences, some bad times in our home, just like you have. And I remember when hate came out of me, hate for my father, who was gone for 6 years. I had some of the same things, self-pity, depression, those things that God had to set me free from, because my life was maybe bad, maybe not as bad as some, but bad enough that I wanted it changed. And then the Lord gave me hope, and now I've got this revelation of truth. Now look what he says in Titus 2, 11 through 13. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2, 11 through 13. This is what he says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly. Now what's the other word? Righteously, 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 he says, and godly when I get to heaven. Now, here, in this present world. And the reason is I'm looking for that blessed hope. Now, what hope is it? Amen. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing where? Here. The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now let me render that. It'll blow your mind. For the man, can you see all those minds being blown all over the place? You know, some of this terminology. You see, I learned that when I was in Hippieville. You know, because I had a coffee house for 4 years. You never believe. I went to that coffee house and I was so straight, I think they all laughed at me. But man, they sure showed me how to dress. And then I had to pick up a little lingo like blow your mind and freak out in a bad trip. When I got that down, that kind of liked that a little bit. That straight preacher, at least he's talking some of the things I can understand the kids are saying, you see. But anyway, for the grace of God which can save every man has now become known. And it teaches us to have no more to do with godlessness or the desires of this world, but to live here and now. Hear me. to live here and now responsible. You know, a man's word used to be his bond. Sometimes today it isn't anymore. Responsible, honorable, and God-fearing lives. Not because it's legislated holiness, not because it's legalism, but because it's you love Jesus Christ. That's why. And when I tell my young people that, that knocks all the fight out of them. Knocks all the rebellion. I tell them, look, you want to do your thing, there's nothing I can do to stop you from doing your thing. If you don't love God enough in Jesus Christ, and you want responsible, God-fearing, and righteous lives, there's nothing I can do to stop you. You're going to do it anyway. He wants you to serve Him out of love. And so He says here, God-fearing lives, and while we live this life, we hope and wait for the glorious denouement of God Himself and of Jesus Christ our Savior. Now, let me just render the last two parts. Looking for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory. That's one rendering. Prepared to welcome the happy hope and the forth shining of the glory. Looking for the happy fulfillment of our hopes when the splendor will appear. Here. Man, that day's got to come. Listen, this deliverance thing is all around the world. People are coming into it. People are finding what it's all about. God's starting to clean up His people. And not just the kingdom building preachers doing it. God's doing it through people, brother. And it's not one man show anymore. No, it's not a one man show anymore. God's the only one that does the delivering anyway. Do you believe it? I love you to love me, but I want you to put me on any pedestal. I don't have any more than you've got. Do you believe that? Thank you. I'm serious. I'm just a man. I'm nobody special. Just that God uses me, and that's terrific. God uses somebody else another way. God gets the glory, brother. God gets the glory. And God can use you as you move into ministry for the perfecting of the saints. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are for the perfecting of the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry. He's got to perfect His people to work in the ministry. Man, this brother can't do it all. So God's bringing people in that have some talents to help him. Certainly, that's why you're here, isn't it? To run the show, or just because God says, I want you to get down there to Glenn and Irma Miller's and help them get this thing rolling. I've given him the vision, the leadership. Now get in there and help him. Come on. Amen. That's the reason for it. That's the reason for it. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, he says, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So I'll render it. Brace up your minds then. Keep cool. How many are cool? Man, I'm not. In fact, I'm so hot I'm going to shed this jacket. But he says, keep cool. And then look what he says. Put your hope, thank you, for good and all in the grace that is coming to you. Let it sink in. Brace up your minds, then keep cool, and put your hope for good and all in the grace that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Look at 1 John chapter 3. Consider the incredible love that the Father has shown us in allowing us to be called children of God. And that is not just what we are called, but what we are. Our heredity on the Godward side is no mere figure of speech, which explains why the world would no more recognize us than it recognized Christ. O, dear children of mine, forgive the affection of an old man. Have you realized it? Here and now, we are God's children. We don't know what we shall become in the future. We only know that if reality, now hear me, if reality were to break through our lives, we should reflect His likeness, for we should see Him as He is. Now, I love that. Everyone, he says, who has at heart a hope like that, keeps himself pure. Don't run out of here after this convention's over. And after God has worked through the brethren and the sisters here to pray with you, and you run back home because you've left this wonderful time of blessing and fellowship and do your thing again because you want deliverance again. And brother, you don't deserve it twice. I'm serious. If God does a work in you once and sets you free, that means that you've got to willfully go out and do that thing again. Once you're free indeed. So don't go out there and do your thing again. You keep moving on in the things of Jesus Christ and let God do the work in you that He wants to do. This is the reason for deliverance. And so He tells us this. Everyone who has at heart a hope like that keeps himself pure, for he knows how pure Christ is. Now, 1 John, or in John 17:10, look what it says. John 17:10, and I have two other scriptures. And all mine, Jesus says, are thine, and thine are mine. Now look at this last phrase. And I am glorified, where? In them. I love it. He says, I am glorified in them. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, Paul says, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Now, 2 Thessalonians 1:11, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God, now look what he says, would, what? Count you worthy of this calling. This is the high calling. And fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and work of faith with power. 12th verse, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him. One thing, glorified in you and you in him. The other thing, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me render it. Whensoever he shall come to be made all glorious in his saints. But to those whom he has made holy, his coming will mean splendor. Imagine this mortal putting on immortality. Imagine moving in deliverance and cleansing and getting all that life, the sensual, carnal, fleshly nature dead, and coming to the place of fullness, and then all of a sudden stepping through the veil into glorification so that this mortal puts on immortality. Man, is that going to be something? You talk about a shout. You talk about a thrill. Can you imagine all of a sudden the whoo? And I'm in it. In it. I just step in it. Brother, that's coming. That's reality. By faith, I claim it. By faith, I believe it. But that's reality. That's what I'm looking for. This world's not reality. Everything that's normal in this world is abnormal with God. Everything that's normal with God is abnormal in the world. The world tries to teach our kids, and God says it's wrong. But it's the reality that I'm looking for. It's the stepping into the life of God. It's moving into the fullness of God. And then in the next stage, with eternal life throbbing and vibrating and quickening, setting the people free. Glory to God. Something's taking place. I don't understand it in the spiritual, but it's taking place. The heavens are opening. The keys of the kingdom are being given out to the people of God. We're unlocking the mysteries and the treasures of heaven. And God's doing something in resurrection power. So he says, rejoice in 1 Peter 4:13. Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with excellent and with exceeding joy. No, he says, in the degree that you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, that when the time comes for the manifestation of his glory, you may be triumphantly happy. So we're here today to be triumphantly happy and say, Lord, this is the way of righteousness. This is the way into your glory. Cut the garbage out of my life. Circumcise the fleshly folds of my heart. Take out the things that hinder my walk with God, so that Jesus, when you come, I prepared the path for you to break through so that righteousness cover the earth. Father, we bow before thee. Your life, your glory is what we anticipate. This is a hope that we've never had before. It's been in your book. But, Lord, we were dull of hearing. Our calloused hearts hindered the voice of God. But today, you're doing something and you're cutting the calluses
through the sword of the Spirit off of our heart. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And you're in our heart. You're in our middle. You're in the kingdom. And there, and we feel you, Lord. We feel you. We get excited. We sense the quickening. We sense the peace of it. We sense the tranquility of it. We sense the rest that you give to us. So, Father, as you move upon this place today, you said you confirm the word with signs following. I don't know any other word to preach. Only righteousness, holiness, godliness, and loving Jesus Christ, your Son, and honoring the Holy Spirit without any grieving or quenching. And Father, making room for your living word. And so today, Holy Spirit of God, come upon this place, for I feel your peace. And I am bringing peace, my Son. And I will bring peace to the hearts of those whom I minister to. For they are many troubled hearts, and there are those who are in turmoil. But I am moving by the Spirit of revelation upon them. They shall catch a glimpse of the word of the kingdom. They shall understand those things that I've spoken to them as an individual by my Spirit. They will comprehend as I give to them comprehension by my Spirit. For I have seen in them degrees of development. And as I lift them from level to level, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, I realize, my Son, that in their lives there are things that must go. But I am drawing them with my love. I am bringing them to a place of fullness. And I will develop in them my image. And I will be in them their God. Awaken unto righteousness. Awaken to the voice of my Spirit. Listen to the voice of my Spirit. Believe that I speak unto thee the words of life. For thou canst not go any place but to me. For I have eternal life. And I am giving it to those who will follow me through the veil. I will bring them into my glory. But they must come before me and submit to my will because I love them and they are my people. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. We don't understand it all, Father. But we know the day I feel your presence. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. For spirits of anxiety, spirits of turmoil, I command the spirits of worry. I command those spirits of worry to loose in the name of Jesus. I sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus now upon this people. I bind those spirits of worry and anxiety, confusion and turmoil, and I command they leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Renounce it, beloved, if you have any area there, and let them go. I want you to do it now. Breathe in and breathe out and just let it go. Don't fight it. Let it come out of your life. Let it be dissipated into the atmosphere as the blood of the Lord Jesus sets you free. Out, you tormenting spirits of worry. Out in the name of Jesus, anxiety. Out, you spirits of confusion. I set out every spirit of turmoil loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus as we sprinkle it over hearts and minds and bodies and bring liberty to the captive. Set them free, Father. Set them free through the power of Jesus Christ. Loose, I said. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus, spirits of restlessness and boredom. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, Satan. I want you to renounce it, beloved, if you have it. I renounce the spirit of boredom and restlessness in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of Jesus. Come out, you tormenting spirits of boredom. Come out, you spirits of restlessness. Loose, I said. Loose in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave, you restless spirit. Leave, you spirit of boredom. Leave in Jesus' name.
Leave in Jesus' name. Get out, I said. In the name of Jesus. Leave, you spirit of boredom and restlessness. Loose in Jesus' name. 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 Loose in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of boredom and restlessness, leave, I said. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave, I said it in Jesus' name. Feel the blood and leave. I command you to loose him. Out! Out! Go in Jesus' name. Go! In Jesus' name, go. Feel the blood and leave. The blood of Jesus Christ sprinkles that life. The blood of Jesus Christ sprinkles that life. Now let it go. Let it go. Don't fight it. Let it out of there. Breathe it out. No demonstration from the devil. Out! Out! Let it go. Let it out. In Jesus' name, let it go. Let it out. Get it out of there. That's it. Don't fight it. Let it out. No demonstration. Let it go. The devil gets no time. That's it. No time for the devil today. Too much to do. No time. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We bind in the name of Jesus spirits of despair and hopelessness. Now I want them to go. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I want you to breathe them out. Renounce it with me. I renounce the spirit of hopelessness, the spirit of despair. Loose, I said, in Jesus' name. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We bind those spirits of hopelessness. We bind those spirits of despair. In Jesus' name I command you, come out as we sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus over the people of God. Come out of them. Out, you tormenting spirits. Don't fight it. Let them go. Let them out. Let them out. Loose in Jesus' name. 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 Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I renounce all spirits of infirmity, all spirit of sickness, weakness, tumor, cancer, allergies, migraine, dumb tongues, deafness, blindness. Loose in Jesus' name. Come out of the people of God today. Come out, you tormenting spirits of hell. Loose every infirm spirit. Loose every spirit of sickness. Every spirit of weakness. I loose them. Tumors go. I command the spirit of tumors to leave. Spirits of cancer to leave. Spirit of deafness to leave. Spirit of dumb tongues to leave. Come out, I said, in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood, Satan. Come out, you spirit of paralysis. Loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of disaster and accident. Spirit of shock and concussion. Loose, I said, in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus and leave. Leave, loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Feel the blood, Satan. Come out of the people of God. We destroy your works in Jesus' name. Loose, I said. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Allergies leave. Spirit of allergies and migraine. Loose, I said. Come out, you spirit of migraine and spirit of allergies. Leave in the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit that causes the kidney stones, leave in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirit that would cause that weak kidney to not function. I rebuke in Jesus' name that unfunctioning kidney, and I bind the spirit there. I loose it from that kidney. Heal him in Jesus' name. Heal in the name of the Lord Jesus. Heal in Jesus' name. Heal in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus.
Leave, I said. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Go, you tormenting spirits of hell. We bind the principalities and powers. We bind the principalities and powers that would try to hinder the moving of God in this camp. I bind those principalities. I bind those powers in Jesus' name. I bind the rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. Loose this place in Jesus' name. Let the anointing break the yoke, Father. Let the anointing flow upon the people of God. And let faith increase in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him praise with me quietly, would you? Just lift your heart and love him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sweep. Sweep over our soul. Sweep over our soul, Holy Spirit. Sweep over our soul, Holy Spirit. Sweep over our soul, Holy Spirit. Sweep in peace today. Sweep over us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sweep, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus the spirit that causes sugar diabetes. Come out, you tormenting spirit of hell. The spirit that hinders the working of the pancreas, I come against you. The blood of Jesus Christ frees the individuals with sugar diabetes. Come out! Come out, you tormenting spirit! Feel the blood of Jesus Christ. We claim healing, Father, as we renounce that spirit of hell that hinders that working of the pancreas, and I loose it! I loose it in Jesus' name! Bring healing, Father! Bring healing to your people today! Bring miracles of healing, God! In the name of Jesus, let it happen, Father, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it happen, Father, through the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I bind the spirit of heart condition. I bind that spirit that blocks that artery to the heart. I bind you, you tormenting spirit that would squeeze the life out of that body. Feel the blood. I place the blood of the Lord Jesus over the heart area of every one of God's people. I loose them today. Go, you tormenting spirit of high blood pressure. Go in Jesus' name. Get out of their lives. I loose them today. Go, you spirit of high blood pressure. In Jesus' name. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus as I loose them from high blood pressure and the spirit that binds them and stops the flowing in that heart area. Loose, I said, let a cleansing come, Lord, to the muscles and the arteries of the hearts of God's people. Let the purging come with the blood of Jesus flowing against the power of Satan. Loose those heart areas, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, salaboranianto. Credicili davanti. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind the spirits of low blood pressure. Come out, you tormenting spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits that cause low blood pressure. I loose these people in Jesus' name. Satan, Jesus Christ, was manifested to destroy your works and everything that you have against the people of God.
God's cleansing today. Loose, I said, in Jesus' name. Feel the blood of Jesus Christ. We loose these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. Go, you tormenting spirits. Go in Jesus' name. I bind that suffocating spirit. That smothering, suffocating spirit. I bind it in Jesus' name. I bind that suffocating, smothering spirit. Come out of the lungs, I said. Out in Jesus' name. Loose from those lungs. I tear you out in Jesus' name. Come out of those lungs, you suffocating, smothering spirit. I command healing to come. Let the flowing current of the blood of Jesus go into those lungs in cleansing power. Heal today. Heal today in Jesus' name. Heal them today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let it be done, Father. Come out, you smothering, suffocating spirits. I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose those lungs today. Loose those lungs today. Loose those lungs today. Every bronchial asthma condition, every asthmatic condition, leave. Go, you spirits of bronchitis. Go, I said, in Jesus' name. Go, you spirits of bronchitis. Go, you spirits of asthma. Leave, I said. Loose in the name of Jesus. We rip you out in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus Christ flows. Loose the people of God. Flow, Holy Spirit. Let your blood come down, Jesus, and sprinkle the people of God. Let it flow, Father. Let it flow, Father. Let our lungs be cleansed. Every nicotine spirit leave. I bind the spirit of nicotine in Jesus' name. I bind those nicotine spirits. Go, you spirits of addiction. You spirits of habit patterns. Every addictive spirit of drugs. Loose, I said. Caffeine. Go in Jesus' name. Nicotine, alcoholism. Loose in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood, Satan, and let them go. I said loose in Jesus' name. Go, you spirits of nicotine, caffeine, alcoholism, leave. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Loose, I said. Loose in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Loose. Feel the blood and leave. Go, you drug-addicting spirits. Go, you spirit of flashbacks. Come out, I said, every drug addiction that causes flashbacks. I command it to leave, I said, leave. Every haunting spirit, every spirit of flashbacks, go, I said. Loose in the name of Jesus. I unloose the people of God from drug addiction. Our young people I free in the name of Jesus. Go, you spirit of pornography. Go, you spirit of lust. Go, you spirit of drugs. Go, you spirit of rock music in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose, I said. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Feel the blood of Jesus Christ. Leave in the name of Jesus. We bind your power and we loose the people of God. Come out, I said. Out in Jesus' name. Go, you rock music spirit of hell. Go, I said, you spirit of depravity. You spirit of masochism. You spirit of masochism. You spirit of sadism, leave. Go, you sadistic. Go, you masochistic spirit. Go, you perverted devil. In Jesus' name, leave. Leave. Leave in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Go, I said, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus our young people that are here today. Free them, Father. Free them, Father. Free them, Father. Free our young people today, Lord. Free them and put commitment in their lives. God, may they commit themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. May they be willing, Father, to pay the price. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rikasali Biarndo. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind that undisciplined spirit. I bind the spirits of slothfulness and undisciplined and rebellion. I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out, you spirits of undisciplining. Come out, you undisciplined and inconsistent spirits. Loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power in Jesus' name. And I loose with the sprinkling of the blood and the authority in His name those inconsistent, introverted spirits of hell. Come out, I said. Come out, all inconsistent spirits. Procrastination. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Undisciplined spirits, go in Jesus' name. Worldliness, leave. Vanity, pride, ego, self-centeredness. Come out, you provocative spirits. Come out, you suggestive spirits. Come out, infatuation, in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirit of infatuation. Frivolity, leave in Jesus' name. Jesting and foolish talking, out in Jesus' name. Feel the blood. Feel the blood.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you. Move, we pray, in the baptismal service, Lord. Let them go down and come up cleansed. Lord Jesus, we love you today. We magnify and exalt your name. Continue to breathe on us the remaining part of this day until Jesus Christ becomes our Lord and King of Kings in our heart, Lord of Lords in our heart. And we'll be pleased to give you all the praise and all the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Water baptism, to me, is important. How many have not been baptized in water? All right, you're going to go down as they baptize you into your death and burial, figuratively speaking. What you're doing is it's going down in death, coming up in resurrection life, leaving the old man in there in the water. Now, if you haven't a baptism in the Holy Spirit, there's no reason why, if you believe God, that when you go under and come out, God can baptize you in the Holy Ghost. It can work for healing that way. It can work for deliverance that way. As you believe God and you are baptized, but the criteria is that you've given your life to the Lord Jesus. Repent and be baptized for. You see, repent first, baptism for the remission, the sending away of sins. And God will baptize you in the Holy Ghost. So this, to me, is basic, but it's going into the water and coming up in resurrection life and purposing to go on into Jesus Christ. Whatever the cost, how many are willing to pay the price? Amen. Didn't he tell his disciples, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood? And when he said that, they said, this is a hard saying. And they said, Lord, you can't do that. And some of them left. But I'm willing to pay the price. I know you are. Follow after Jesus Christ. He says, where I am, there will my disciples be also. So let God do the work in this baptismal service. Expect great things from God. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. How many are afraid of water? Anybody fearful of water? All right, dear. Anybody else? Let me just share something quickly. I had a Nazarene lady coming to our fellowship. For the first 2 years I was there, she wanted to get out and leave. She didn't like me any. Finally, God showed her there's such a thing that Christians could have spirits. I brought her in one day after God had spoken to me a word of knowledge, and she came to the church and God set her free. One of the areas was she had a fear drowning, fear of water. God delivered her from that fear because years before she'd seen her fiancé drowned, and she looked at God and said, if that's the best you can do, I leave you. And she turned around in rebellion and left God. And she's paid the price of rebellion. But she's back to God. But she was a fearful of drowning, fear of water. All right? If you're here today with it, before you go out to that baptismal area, let's renounce it. And let's do it together. It doesn't hurt you any. I renounce the spirit of fear of water and fear of drowning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, what I want you to do is get rid of it. In Jesus' name, I bind the spirit of fear of water and drowning, and I command that that spirit of fear leave now in Jesus' name. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ over the people of God so that this baptismal service, Satan, will have nothing in you. So get out, I said, in Jesus' name. As these people go to be baptized in water, we want the power of God to flow in it. So loose, I said, all fear. All fear, leave in Jesus' name.
in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.